car in Guatemala this weekend. The Fuego volcano erupted. It was the most violent volcanic eruption for that country in more than a century, with red hot rock and gas rushing down the mountainside and virtually swallowing up villages. At least 25 people are dead and hundreds are injured. Many are still missing. Joining us now is Arturo Matute, an analyst for the International Crisis Group. Arturo, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Tell us about the Fuego volcano.
Well, the Fuego volcano is part of a chain of 32 volcanoes that cross from west to east all of Guatemala. And it's been active. You can always see it spewing a little bit of lava and sending out a bit of smoke. It's a sight to be seen by tourists, but it hadn't had this kind of activity in very, very many years. And it was really a huge explosion, totally unexpected.
Now, can you describe what the lava flows have been like? We're starting to see images of those, but what are you seeing there?
Right. We have been seeing that there's a canal of sorts that has been used to keep the lava that flows out of the volcano from overflowing into the adjacent communities. But yesterday's eruption was totally unexpected and not seen before in the levels that it came out. And it totally overflowed this canal that's used. And so the lava nobody could tell exactly in which direction it was going to flow. And unfortunately, it has gone into little villages and communities that live under the volcano and that harvest their crops there because of the richness of the soil. And it's still a situation that's not totally controlled. So we just saw the beginning of the rescue effort by the authorities during the afternoon and the night last night, but they had to stop their activities because of the darkness. But they've started right now since daybreak to try to reach those very small communities. But unfortunately, the initial numbers of the 25 dead will surely rise during the day.
And the president has declared 3 days of national mourning. What will the process be like to rebuild these communities devastated by the eruption? I mean, I imagine we're just scratching the surface here.
Exactly. Yes, this is just beginning. And unfortunately, the Guatemalan state does not have either the resources or enough technical capacities to set out a large rebuilding effort right away. Guatemala has very many problems with regards to housing, with regards to the provision of education and health services. So this is another hit for these communities close to the volcano. And if it starts soon, it will take a long time for rebuilding, for moving these huge quantities, amounts of lava that are now cooling off on the streets of different little towns around the volcano. So it will take a long time for sure.
Are there any expectations of another explosion or another, you know, similar to what we're seeing in Hawaii with Kilauea?
Right. Unfortunately, it's quite unpredictable. Volcanology, you cannot really tell when a volcano is going to erupt. And in the case of the Fuego volcano, it hadn't been as violently active as it is right now for almost a century. So the possibility is there that it can occur again. And as I was telling you before, there are 32 other volcanoes. Not all of them are active, but it could happen in other places as well. So the danger is there.
Arturo Matute is an analyst for the International Crisis Group. Arturo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.